Bring forth that sorceress condemned to burn.
Joan, this kills thy father's heart outright. Have I sought every country far and near? Now it is my chance to find thee out. Must I view thy timeless cruel death? Ah, Joan, sweet daughter, Joan, I die with thee.
Decrepit miser. Base, ignoble wretch. I am descended of a gentler blood. Thou art no father, nor no friend of mine.
Out! My lord, I tell you it is not so. I did beget her, all the parish knows. No mother liveth yet can testify. She was the first fruit of my bachelorship.
Graceless, wilt thou deny thy parentage?
This argues what her kind of life hath been. Wicked and vile. And so her death concludes.
By Joan, thou wilt be so obstacle. God knows thou art a god upon my flesh. For thy sake have I shed many a tear. Deny me not, I prithee, gentle Joan.
Suborned! You have suborned this man of purpose to obscure my noble birth.
Tis true, I gave a noble to the priest the morn that I was wedded to her mother. Kneel down and take my blessing, good my girl. Wilt thou not stoop? Not cursed be the time of thy nativity. I wish the milk thy mother gave thee when thou shookst her breast had been a little rat's bane for thy sin. Or else when I didst eat my lambs afield, I wish some ravenous wolf had eaten thee. Dost thou deny thy father, cursed grub? Oh, burn her, burn her. Hanging is too good.
Take it away, for she hath lived too long to fill the world with vicious qualities.
First, let me tell you whom you have condemned. Not one begotten of a shepherd swain, but issued from the progeny of kings. Virtuous and holy, chosen from above by inspiration of celestial grace to work exceeding miracles on earth. I never had to do with wicked spirits. But you, that are polluted with your lust, stained with the guiltless blood of innocence, corrupt and tainted with a thousand vices, because you want the grace that others have, you judge it straight a thing impossible to compass wonders, but by help of devils. No! Misconceived Joan of Arc has been a virgin from her tender infancy. Chaste and immaculate in very thought, whose maiden blood thus rigorously effused will cry for vengeance at the gates of heaven.
Aye, aye. Away with her to execution.
And hark ye, sirs, because she is a maid, spare for no faggots, let there be a now. Place barrels of pitch upon the fatal stake, that so her torture may be shortened.
Oh, nothing fair, your unrelenting heart! Thank God it's some thine infirmity, which warranteth my law to be thy privilege. I am with child, ye bloody arm of time. Murder not then the fruit within my womb, although ye hail me to a violent death.
Now, heaven forfend the holy maid with child.
The greatest miracle that e'er he wrought. Is all your strict preciseness come to this?
She and the dolphin have been juggling. I did imagine what would be her refuge.
Well, go to. We will have no bastards live. Especially since Charles must father it.
Oh, you are deceived. My child is none of his. It was Alençon who enjoyed my love.
Alençon? That notorious Machiavel. It dies as if it had a thousand lives.
I have deluded you. 'Twas neither Charles nor yet the Duke I named. But Rainier, King of Naples, had prevailed.
A married man? That's most intolerable.
Why, here's a girl. I think she knows not well there were so many. Whom she may accuse.
It's sign she hath been liberal and free.
And yet, forsooth, she is a virgin pure. Strumpet. Thy words condemn thy brat and thee. Use no entreaty, for it is in vain.
And lead me hence. whom I leave my curse. May never glorious sun reflect his beams upon the country where you make abode, but darkness and the gloomy shade of death environ you till mischief and despair drive you to break your neck or hang yourself!
I do greet your excellence with letters of commission from the king. Oh, no, my lords. The states of Christendom move with remorse of these outrageous broils. I've earnestly implored a general peace betwixt our nation and the aspiring French. And here at hand the Dauphin and his train approacheth to confer about the same.
Is all our travail turn to this effect, after the slaughter of so many peers, so many captains, gentlemen and soldiers, that in this quarrel have been overthrown and sold their bodies for their country's benefit, shall we at last conclude effeminate peace?
Have we not lost most part of all the towns by treason, falsehood, and by treachery? Our great progenitors have conquered it.
Warwick, I foresee with grief the utter loss of all the realm of France.
Be patient, York. If we conclude a peace, it shall be with such strict and several covenants as little shall the Frenchman gain thereby.
Since, lords of England, it is thus agreed that peaceful truce shall be proclaimed in France, we come to be informed by yourselves what the conditions of that league must be.
Speak, Winchester.
For boiling colour chokes the hollow passage of my poisoned voice by sight of these our baleful enemies.
Charles and the rest, it is enacted thus. But in regard King Henry gives consent of mere compassion and of lenity to ease our country of distressful war and suffer you to breathe in fruitful peace, you shall become true liegemen to his crown. And Charles, upon condition thou wilt swear to pay him tribute and submit thyself, thou shalt be placed as viceroy under him and still enjoy thy regal dignity.
Must he be then a shadow of himself? Adorn his temples with a coronet, and yet in substance and authority retain but privilege of a private man. This proffer is absurd and reasonless. 'Tis known already that I am possessed with more than half the Gallian territories, and they're in reverence for their lawful king. Shall I, for lucre of the rest unvanquished, detract so much from that prerogative as to be called but viceroy of the whole? No, Lord Ambassador. I'd rather keep that which I have than, coveting for more, be cast from possibility of all.
Insulting Charles! Hast thou, by secret means, used intercession to obtain a liege? And now the matter grows to compromise, standst thou aloof upon comparison? Either accept the title thou usurpest, our benefit proceeding from our king, and not of any challenge of desert, or we will plague thee with incessant wars.
My lord, you do not well in obstinacy to cavil in the course of this contract. If once it be neglected 10-1, we shall not find like opportunity.
Say the truth, it is your policy to save your subjects from such massacre and ruthless slaughters as are daily seen by our proceeding in hostility, and therefore take this compact of a truce, although you break it for your pleasure, sir.
How sayst thou, Charles? Shall our condition stand? It shall. Only reserved, you claim no interest in any of our towns of garrison.
then swear allegiance to his majesty. As thou art knight, never to disobey nor be rebellious to the crown of England. Thou nor thy nobles to the crown of England. So, now dismiss your army when ye please. Hang up your ensigns that your drums be still. For here we entertain a solemn feast.